Welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast, a safe space for honest, transparent, authentic, and real life gist about being a mother, African style. I am your hostess with the mostest, Berry Dakara, and I'm here to share the unique experiences of being an African mother. Thank you for tuning in. Oya, drop the kids, get comfy, and make we start. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. As usual, I am your hostess, Ms. Berry Dakara, and this is episode 38. In this episode, I'm speaking to Dr. Lolade, who is a full-time medical professional here in Atlanta, and she's married with children. She also has a podcast that she runs and produces on a weekly basis. She also provides coaching support to female entrepreneurs. And these are just some of the things that she does. And I wanted to speak with her because in this day and age, you have a lot of working moms who are very busy, it seems, and just don't have enough time to do all the things that they want to do. And I've heard Dr. Lolade speak on her podcast about time management. And I wanted her to come on the podcast today to talk about how she manages her time. I wanted us to get practical tips and, learn from her how she manages her time and all the different things that she's doing. And I hope that you enjoy this conversation. I do want to say, give a big shout out to all of the people who are still working, while on the front lines during this pandemic situation. I'm just praying that God covers you and protects you while you go out and put yourselves at risk. I pray that he protects you from illness and protects your family as well. And he just continues to give you guys grace and strength to continue your work. I hope you guys enjoy this episode today. I definitely took some notes down while I was talking to her. And I'm pretty sure you're going to learn something that at least you can apply to your own everyday lives. Please, please, please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, and also share the podcast. I do want to give you guys an assignment for today. The assignment is this. If there's anyone that you believe should be on the podcast as a guest that has a story to tell that can inspire other modern African women, please definitely send them my way. You can send me an email introducing them to me and we'll take it from there. But that's your assignment for today. I really want this podcast to be spread as much as possible. And I want to continue to tell African motherhood stories. Okay, so that's your assignment for today. I hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you for listening.
Hi, Lolade.
Hi, Berry. How are you doing?
I am doing fine.
You're doing fine? Hey, this year fine was not totally fine. A fine with a comma.
I mean, listen, ladies and gentlemen listening, Berry is tired this morning, okay? She didn't go to bed. See, and that's the thing, like, I need to be going to bed early when I know I'm going to wake up. When I know I'm going to wake up early. Yep. Instead, yep. I was up last night watching Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Sipping on some Baileys because I love me some Baileys.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm just going to have some adults only, mommy only time and just relax. And I kept looking at the clock like, you have to wake up early, yo. You have to wake
right.
up early, yo. And I'm like, let me just watch one more episode. Before I knew it, I think it was maybe like 12:30 before I came upstairs to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'm doing all right. Apart from
being tired. Thank you for waking up early for us.
Thank you for waking up early. Although you usually wake up early, but we're going to get to that. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine. Like we were just talking about earlier as... the world is in a different state right now, so we're all trying to find our new normal. So, you know, but overall, I think things are okay, you know, as a physician. Obviously, there's some worries in our house, but you know, homeschooling and full-time working ain't no joke. But you know, we're getting through it. We're getting through it.
Okay, so you just mentioned that you are a physician. So let's really just get into everything. Tell us about yourself, what you do, who you are, your kids, your family, everything, your side hustles, everything.
Oh, okay, everything. Let's get started. So everybody, my name is Dr. Lola Day. Most people know me as either Lola, Dr. Lola Day, or Dr. Lola, that's fine, whichever one is fine. I consider myself first a child of God, so I'm a Christian. I'm a wife, a mother of three kids, ranging from almost 8 to 2.5. I'm a physician, and I also have my own podcast called Lollytasking, which is actually birthed from my inability to kind of like find balance at a point in my life. Like just trying to find balance was how Lollytasking came about. And that is actually like streamlined now into like coaching other ambitious, high achieving women on ways they can find balance. In addition to that, I also have other side hustles that most people don't know about. I'm also an idea consultant. Like if you have ideas, I can help you streamline your ideas to kind of like, you know, generate it and tell you who to go, where to be at. And then I am also investing in some tech companies that we're working on as well. So I do a lot.
Wow.
I do a
Okay.
lot.
Well, thank you very much for that introduction. And you know what? I was just telling my sister the other day that I have all these ideas, like just randomly. So you know what? I may be coming to you for some advice.
Yes. Yes, I got you, girl. I got you.
Thank you. All right. So my first question. You just mentioned that you do a lot of things and you are married with three children. Sorry, but I have to say, I don't know how mothers with multiple children do it because I have just one and I'm always like, I always feel very tired and frazzled and exasperated. But so for someone like you who, you know, you have three children, you're married, you're working, you have several side hustles, I wonder whether people like you and Beyonce have a different 24 hours than me because, like, you know, I don't know how you're able to do so many things, I guess, at seemingly the same time. So, can you walk us through what a typical weekday is like for you and like the weekend? And I would add your like pre-quarantine and post-quarantine.
Post currency.
See other things that
Good. Yeah, because it's going to be very different. So before I even get started in what my typical day looks like, I want to tell everybody, like, I'm not going to sit down here and basically BS you guys. Sorry, it's BS. Can I say that? And BS you guys and say, you know, oh my gosh, it's all roses. I'm the best thing since sliced bread. No, I'm not gonna do that, right? So the first thing anybody needs to realize is it's hard to do a lot, right? It's hard to have all these other things that I feel works for me, and also have time for my husband, have time for my kids, and you know, have a balanced home. Is the way I see it. So the first thing you have to do actually is to look at your schedule and see what matters to you. Okay? Lollytasking matters to me. That's why I wake up early to do it, right? I actually had other things like a travel business I've had to let go. Like I had to like basically streamline everything I had and say, what are the, you know, God isn't going anywhere. My kids aren't going anywhere. My husband's definitely not going anywhere, right? So, in the other things that I'm doing, what are the things that I could streamline and focus? Because sometimes when we're being Jill of all trades, we don't get anything done, let's be honest, right? And it wasn't until I said, okay, I'm focusing more on media and tech, was when I was able to get more stuff done. So now, even when people bring ideas to me, if it's not in a media or tech or women empowerment bucket, mm-hmm. I won't do it because it's just not in my purpose. Like, I don't get sidetracked by distractions. That's number one. Number two, I also have to look at all the things that I could outsource. Not everybody has the ability to outsource, mm-hmm. but you can talk to people in your not necessarily your neighborhood, like direct neighborhood, but when I say your neighborhood, like your community, right, around you, and see if there are things you can do. I was interviewing a lady yesterday, and she was like, yeah, when we're younger, my husband was in fellowship, we didn't have any money. So I started trading with a mom to help her. Like, she'll babysit when I go on date night. I'll babysit her kids when she goes on date night. You know, so that way you can put your husband, you're still kind of knowing each other, right? Because right. you don't want to get married and just forget each other. So that's ideas you can do. If you have money to outsource, and outsource things that you don't really care about. I love to cook, right? So mm-hmm. I don't outsource my cooking. I love a clean house, but it's just impossible for me to come back from work the way I am and clean the house. So we outsource our cleaning, you know? So you just have to look through that. So that's what I'll say before I get started. So my first realization is I'm doing a lot. So how do I streamline it? I actually wrote down everything I did. I crossed out things, and I then basically did my 24 hours. So the first thing I do, I'll actually start the night before.
Okay.
The night before, I go through like the things I was supposed to do for the day and see what I did and what I didn't do, and kind of like put it in my, I have a little beautiful journal.
Mm-hmm. Cute.
A beautiful journal, and I have a nice, beautiful pen that I use. Just to make myself feel good about writing, and I write out the things that I did and I didn't do. And then let's do non-quarantine times. Mm-hmm. I usually come back home pretty late, sometimes 7, sometimes 8. There are days that I've literally come home and I go to the kids' room, play with them, talk to them, and kiss them, and I go and sleep. That's all I do, right? Mm-hmm. My bedtime pre-quarantine was 9 p.m. I always had to go to bed by 9 p.m. And for me to go to bed by 9 p.m., that means the family bedtime routine has to start by 7:30, mm-hmm. right? So I had to, because we have to get the kids ready. We have to, you know, put them to sleep. Whoever wants a book, reads a book, whoever, you know. And I started actually eliciting my daughter's help now, right? So she would read to the baby, I read to the older one, you know, and it makes us all kind of be in it together. And then the next day, so I go to bed at 9. I typically at that time would wake up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. For my alarm is like 4 a.m. I have one of my friends who has this other podcast also called Productive on Purpose. And she talks about how, you know, the time you wake up in the morning is your first promise to yourself. You have to see yourself, like we women, we do so much for so many other people, and this is some of the things I coach other women about, that we don't see ourselves as a person. I don't know if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You need to look at yourself. If I had a friend that I had a meeting with at 4 a.m. every day and she snoozes all the time, you'd be like, this girl is not serious, right? So the first thing is, your first promise of the day is to do not snooze. If you say you're going to wake up at 4 a.m., wake up at 4 a.m. Try as much as possible. And by the time you've done that for 2 weeks straight, your body will be so used to it that I still have my alarm just in case. But half the time, by 3:59, I'm awake, right? Because my body is so used to waking up at that time. And then I read my devotional. I pray. I read my devotional. I have like little things I do. Like, I cannot go on any social media site till I've read my Bible and prayed, you know. So I do that. So that's about like 4:15, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes. It just depends on all the things I have to do. And from there, I then get my journal out and I write the things I'm going to do for the day. before I even start writing a thing I'm going to do for the day, I have a gratitude, like the three things I'm thankful for from yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I put that in, I write it out. I'm a writer. I write it out and I do on my list of all the things I want to accomplish for that day. And then from about 4:30 till about 5:45, I do podcast stuff. Okay. So I literally like come in, like I've already like done all the stuff. I literally bam, 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 bam. I do it. And at 5:45, and this is where most people have a lot of problem with, right? So once it's 5:45 and you're such in a good spot, excuse me, you're such in a good spot, you don't want to stop. Mm-hmm. You have to stop. Because what happens is like, if you don't stop, it kind of steals from the other times that right. you have, right? And to be honest, like you wouldn't be as efficient as you want to be at that time. So there are times that, you know, maybe I'm editing a podcast, like, oh my gosh, it's 5:45, let me just stay 5 minutes. And then I end up going to like 6:15. Now I'm rushing to work. Now the rest of work is like stressful because I got late to work or whatever. So by 5:45, I go get ready to work. Usually by 6:45, I'm out the door going to work.
Okay.
And just depending on the day, I may be home by 5, I may be home by 7. It just depends on how busy the days at work. Days that were home by 5, I cook during the weekend. So that's, I cook on Fridays and Sundays, like my soups and the things I could freeze, and they're all frozen and stuff. So at night, there's usually no elaborate cooking going on. We're literally warming the stew or warming. We may make some white rice that takes like 15 minutes or right. something, right? But it's literally just warming stew, warming the F4 or the okra, whatever we are eating that day. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, my husband is a modernized Nigerian. So he would totally... When I'm late, he'll totally make like the pounded yam. My kids love Nigerian food, so thankfully that's great. He'll make those that goes with the sides, you know.
Right.
So, and then usually by 6:37 we want them eating. By 7:30 we get them ready. They go to bed. So that's the weekdays. Weekends usually Friday night is our movie night and game nights with the kids. So Friday night usually. I don't go to bed by 9. I may do like 10, 11.
Okay.
But I still wake up at 4. No, then I do 5 o'clock on the weekends. I may wake up at 5 o'clock on the weekends. Because the weekend is also when I record my podcast.
Okay.
So I record my podcast only on Saturday and Sunday mornings. I try to limit it to one podcast a week. But then there's one weekend where I may record 2 podcasts. And when I say 2, that's like Saturday morning and Sunday morning. I only do 1 a day.
Okay.
And the reason why I do that is I also have one weekend where I don't record anything. I just sleep in. I just relax. I don't do anything. That's like my kids' day. Okay. Yeah. And then, like, the weekend just depends. I mean, pre-quarantine, they had, like, things they did from, like, 10 to 12. Now they're not doing anything. So it just depends on what's going on.
Okay.
Post-quarantine has been rough. I'm just going to disclaimer. Our schedule is totally turned upside down because... The kids don't necessarily have to wake up at 6 anymore in the morning. Oh, I didn't mention the kids used to wake up at 6 to get ready for school as well, which is another reason why I had to be done by 5:45 so I could get myself ready before I get the kids ready. So they don't have to wake up that early anymore. They wake up at like 8 o'clock because they don't have to get in to see their teacher till like 9:30. You know, so because of that, especially the older ones that know how to tell time, they're literally bucking me like, why do we have to go to bed at 8? So we're trying to see how we can or maybe we can shift some things they can do early that time and maybe sell it to them. Like, you know, you have to see mommy before mommy goes to work or something like that.
Okay.
So quarantine, we're still trying to figure out what our new normal is with the whole quarantine thing, to be honest.
Okay. Well,
that was a long answer. Sorry.
No, it's good though. It's good because what I gleaned from it is that there's a lot of planning to
yes.
your days.
Yes.
Which, okay, so that brings me to my next question. In episode 5 of your podcast, you talked about, you know, being a former procrastinator, a procrastinating multitasker, which obviously you've already talked about all the multiple things that you have to do. So how do you approach, and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, but let's dive a little bit deeper into it. How do you approach handling multiple priorities and managing your time to attend to everything that you have to do?
It all comes down to planning. Like, I do not start my day until I go in my journal and plan my day.
Okay.
Same thing with my week, same thing with my month. Come, I think I either do it on the 31st or the 1st, depending on, you know, if it falls on a weekend or not. I plan ahead, okay, so this month, these are the things I want to accomplish. And I have my, this goes with me everywhere. Like, it's not, I have like a little planner on my iPad that I share with the family, like big things, like, okay, the kids have soccer here, the kids have tennis here, the kids have this here. But as far as like day-to-day planning, I'm flexible. Like, I don't do 9 a.m. this, 10 a.m. this. As like, these are the top three things I want to get done today.
Okay.
And then I have planning for family. I have planning for my for the kids and their own stuff. And I have planning for my business, and I have planning for myself. So I break them down in that category. And if I can get one or two things done based on that, I'm a happy camper.
Okay.
And I think also writing it down lets me know that, okay, these things really have to get done. And while I may have a list of 20 things, and to be honest, I do move a lot of things to the next day. That's why I say at the end of the day, I look at what I've done, what I haven't done, move it to the next day, try to see what I need to do. If there are things that I feel like are totally getting dropped all the time, then I kind of reassess those things.
Okay.
Right. And say, okay, is this something I really need? Can I outsource this? You know? So for example, my Instagram, I used to be so bad posting on my Instagram. Like, I'll get everything that I needed to go on there, like all the information I needed, but I just didn't have the bandwidth to post on there. So I found some lady that was really nice, and, you know, and I got her to kind of like help me do the postings. You know, we talk about it. So I have meetings with her too. We talk about it. I tell her the things I want to put on there. We have a Google Drive with Share, and she just posted on there. I still go on my Instagram and engage and talk and all that stuff. But as far as like actual posting, does it really have to be me that say submits, you know? Okay. So that I outsourced because I realized I wasn't consistent in that. Before quarantine, we had a lady that used to come to our house every weekend to clean our house. Mm-hmm. That one was hard for me because I'm very particular and my husband is very particular. We love our house super clean. But I had to realize that at the end of the day, I wasn't doing it the way I should do it because I was rushing through it. Mm-hmm. So we outsourced her. But since quarantine, she hasn't been here. So... Ciao. That's been another readjustment. So, like, to be honest, it all comes down to planning, knowing what your purpose is, and knowing what matters the most to you, and just going through it.
Okay. All right. That's really good. And I'm happy that you touched on some of the things that you outsource, because I think that a lot of women think that they have to do everything by themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And we kind of feel guilty if we're not the ones doing 5 million things at a time. I don't know if it's a social media thing where it seems like, oh my gosh, you know, this woman or that woman has everything, you know, put together, like they're super mom, they're super wife, mm-hmm. they're super, you know, career woman, super businesswoman, and wow, right. She's doing everything by herself. But I don't think a lot of women talk about outsourcing.
Right.
And asking for help.
You know, back in the day, they didn't call it outsourcing, right? But you had aunties that lived with you. You have you know, you have some random cousins that you guys have living with you. That's what that was. Or your grandma came and stayed with you. Nobody ever did it all by themselves. Even the stay-at-home moms of back in the day had help, mm-hmm. right? So why is it now that you're working full-time? You expect to be superwoman at work and superwoman at home, you know? I always joke that, you know, superwoman really does not exist. Mm-hmm. You have to create the superwoman within yourself. So, and when I say superwoman, it comes to you say, yes, you can do all things, but you need help to do it, right? You need some kind, even Superman had like some kryptonite that kind of prevents him from doing what he needs to do. If you overdo it, you're going to end up being exhausted. And then if your own cup is not filled, you're not going to have enough to give to your family and your kids and where you work. So I don't feel bad at all about outsourcing. I've had people who try to make me feel bad, but it doesn't work.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I like how you just mentioned that back in the day, like our moms had like grandmas or cousins or, mm-hmm. you know, aunties staying around to help us. And that's just the honest truth. So I don't know why some people kind of try to talk down to anyone who's trying to outsource.
Aspects
of, you know, their home.
And like I said earlier, it may not even be like, because not everybody is able to hire someone to clean their house every week, right? Mm-hmm. But it may be like other things, like maybe sharing babysitting or sharing, like you just have to have that village to help you, because it's really hard to do it by yourself. And the first thing is for you to realize that it is indeed hard. So what are we going to do to fix it?
True. And when you talked about the lady that you interviewed yesterday who mentioned that she and her friend babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you the truth. Mommy Oyoyo was kind of birthed out of thinking about having like a mommy circle, mm-hmm. right? Where maybe two or three women come together and one weekend a month, you can ship your kids off to the other two women. Well, mm-hmm. not the whole weekend, but like maybe a Saturday.
Right.
Ship your kids off to the other women and you have time for yourself, for your husband if you're married. Mm-hmm. And the following weekend, maybe it's your turn to watch the kids for this person. And then the third weekend, it's, you know, the third woman's time. To mm-hmm. take care of the kids so that everybody else can have some time to themselves. Like Mommy Oyoyo was kind of birthed out of that idea because I was like, you know what? I mean, I have my sister, I have my cousin. Why don't we, you know, kind of share babysitting?
It all comes down to planning.
Yeah. I feel like you guys need some time to yourself. I mean, mm-hmm. I need so let me drop Coco with you on this Saturday and, you know, I can do whatever it is that I need to do. And then the following weekend, I can watch your kids. Bring them over to the house, or I'll come to your house and watch them. Mm-hmm. Hasn't quite worked out, but that was my plan and intention. And Mommy Oyoyo kind of came out of that too.
It could still get there. It could still get it. Because to be honest, I feel like a lot of moms don't even realize that other moms are feeling that way too, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like you said, social media, people only show you what they want to see you, what they want to show you, right? So you're seeing all those people happy and perfect and not realizing that at 6 a.m. your daughter is coming and interrupted the interview.
Very true.
You know, they see the final product, but they don't see all the work that goes into it. And I do think it's something you can still do. I think it's needed. It's definitely needed. Kind of like and you could do it where, like, we could talk about it later. You know, I said, I do. We could talk about that later. See, I'm already jumping into work.
Thank you. So now, what tips can you share with the audience on how to balance life as working moms?
Okay. So, like I kind of touched on a lot of that already. So, like, number one, you have to realize that you are a working mom. You're not just a mom, and you're not just a business owner or employee or whatever work you do. You are a working mom. Mm-hmm. That right there already is too much. Okay. Like, I don't know if anybody has ever tried to just stay at home with the kids and not work. It's a lot. And
quarantine is showing us
exactly
from home and taking care of the kids. It's a lot.
It's not easy. But like, once you realize that, like I said, the most important thing is to cut out the things that are not necessary. So for example, let's talk about kids, right? So my kids are at the age where they're starting to play different sports. And there's some moms that maybe at my kids' school where their kids in like 10,000 different sports. Mm-hmm. You know what I said? You each get one sport. The boys need to pick one together. And you, the girl, pick one together. If you guys don't like it this season, next season we'll try another one. Mm. I just don't have the time or the bandwidth to drive you to 10,000 different sporting events. And, you know, and I've had friends say, what if they like it? What if they like three sports and they like four sports? I said, they may like it, but there's no one driving them there. So they have to be able to choose which one they like the best. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm totally okay with them doing like after school programs where I don't have to drive them to. And they're at the school already. And they do that. Like my daughter does tennis after school. They both do tennis actually after school. It's at their school, right? Okay. So we just pick them up a little bit later. I'm totally fine with that. But my son also wants to do soccer. So I'm looking good. The boys will do soccer. My daughter will do dance. And that's it. You know, we don't do all that. We don't drive them around. Even things like they do piano and swimming. For the piano one, I said the only way we're going to do it is if we can find a teacher that can come to the house. Mm-hmm. We have three kids anyways, right? So it took a while, but we found it. So usually prior to quarantine, every Saturday from 9 to 10, she came to the house and taught them 30 minutes each, their piano lessons. So you have to kind of like look into that. And it's not about being rigid. It's about just looking at what works for you and try to think about your sanity. Mm-hmm. So I tell people I only record in the mornings on Saturday and Sunday. Doesn't mean I can't record during the week. I probably could, but I'm not my best at those times, right? Because it's been a long day. I need to recharge and get ready for the next day. So when you're like, oh, why can't you do 10 p.m.? Oh, I'm sorry, my bedtime is 9 o'clock, right? There are times where I've had to readjust, like yesterday I had to readjust, but it's like few and far between. You had to have that, like, okay, I cannot do this, or we can do this. And it's a family discussion too. And besides, like, you know, planning, and to be honest, it really does come down to planning. And then even in the planning, you have to know the kind of person you are. Like I said, I'm a recovering procrastinator. And part of my procrastinating is because I'm also a perfectionist, right? Mm-hmm. So like, I would not get things done until I was sure I was able to do it well, right? So multitasking could have been out 2 years ago, to be honest. But I was like, yeah, I don't have a studio. I don't have a this. I don't have a that. I don't, you know, like I would always like look for the things that will make, I mean, like if I didn't think it was going to be the best thing, I wouldn't want to put it out there. Mm-hmm. And then I was reading something that said, just start it. And I don't know if there are people in here that are like, I'm a busy mom. I want to start a business. I just don't have the time. Just start it. If you listen to Lolitasking, the very first episode to the episode I did yesterday, is totally different. And each episode, I keep improving it. The more you do it, the more you improve it. And Lolitasking has its time. Like, I don't do it. Like, once I really don't do it between most hours. There are random days, maybe I may want to like do something else. It doesn't mean I'm too rigid, but at the same time, I give it its own time. That way it doesn't affect other things I'm doing too. So another thing that's helped me a lot is the Pomodoro technique. I don't know if you've heard about it, the tomato technique.
I've heard about it. I just don't know what it is.
Like okay.
I've seen it somewhere, but I just don't know what it is. I didn't look into it.
Right. So the Pomodoro technique was founded by this Italian guy who realized that kids have short attention span. Adults also have very short attention span. So what basically you do is you work for like 20, 25 minutes or so, and then you have 5 minutes of break.
Okay.
So you work for, and to be honest, it's almost like I'm racing against the clock because I'm like, oh my gosh, I have only 25 minutes. I'm like really, really fast. It makes me like hyper-focused. If something comes to my mind that I'm not supposed to be doing at that time, I write it down.
Okay.
The act of you writing it down tells your brain you've attended to it, right? So it kind of shifts your focus back. So between that 4:30 and 5:30 or whatever when I'm doing it, I do the Pomodoro technique, 25 minutes hyper-focus, 5 minutes of break. And during my 5 minutes of break, guess what? I'm doing house, I'm folding clothes. I'm doing, you know, other things that need to be done within that 5 minutes. And I have a my planner, which I don't see right here. It's probably downstairs. No, it's actually right here. My planner, my timer, that one is 25 minutes, the other is 5 minutes. And I start and stop it. So that helps me get things done. I think that would also work for people who work from home. It works best when kids are not interrupting, to be honest. Like I've tried to do it during the day when I'm doing homeschooling with the kids. And it hasn't worked as well, but you know, you gotta just figure out what will work for you at the end of the day.
Okay, so basically, a lot of planning, a lot of prioritization, and figuring out what works best for you, because
exactly,
it's definitely not one size fits all. And I keep saying this on this podcast: motherhood is not one size fits all.
At all.
All right. Thank you very much, Lolade, for everything. Dr. Lolade, for everything.
No, that's fine.
Could you please let the audience know where they can find you online?
Yes. So Lolitasking, you can go on any of your podcasts to just search Lolitasking. And that's my podcast. It's spelled Lolitasking. And if you say it's Lolitasking, that means it's my way of multitasking. So if your name is Barry, you could be Barry Tasking. Like if your name is Coco, you could be Coco Tasking. So that's the first thing I would love for you guys to do. Go ahead and subscribe. And I have more information as I've shared right now on there. And then my Instagram is Lolitasker. So it's Lolitasker. My website is www.lolitasking.com. My personal Instagram is at Dr. Lolladay, which is DrLoladay. And I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. I have seen Afropolitan Health before on some of your...
Yes.
What is that?
Okay, yes. You can also subscribe to Afropolitan Health. Sorry, I forgot that. I have so many. So Afropolitan Health is kind of like my way of disseminating health information to the African diaspora. So okay. I talk about different things on there. We just put things... different health topics and health tips for people. I also, on Lolitasking once a month, I do Afropolitan Health on Lolitasking, where we talk about a health topic on Lolitasking.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very, very, very much, Dr. Lolade, for being on the podcast. I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I'm definitely going to, like I said, like... I think I definitely need to do more planning for my days so that I don't feel as frazzled as I have been. And I know definitely going to bed early is
right. Like, you know, growing up, they always say early to bed, early to rise. And it's so true. Like, your day the next day starts from the night before. That's how I was like, let's start from the night before, right? Mm-hmm. I have to go to bed by 9. And when I say I have to go to bed by 9, that means I'm literally washing my face, getting into my bed by 8:30, 8:45.
Oh, wow.
That way I'm trying to, because if you say you go to bed by 9, let's be honest, you won't sleep till 9:30, 10, right?
Right.
So, like, trying to actually get that nice rest. And you see the difference. Like, last night, too, I'm like you, last night we're watching movies. I didn't sleep actually till like 1 a.m. And there's a difference this morning. I'm not as sharp as I used to be. I'm a little tired. I'm a little groggy. I may go take a little nap, to be honest, before the rest of the day starts. But it's really important. And if people want to learn more about it, just hit me up and I can help you one-on-one and kind of coach you based on your own thing. And I could U-task you. So.
And that is a perfect way to end this episode. Again, thank you so much for being on the episode. We look forward to following you. Everyone that's listening today, make sure you listen or at least subscribe to Lola Day's podcast and follow her on Instagram and just look at ways to just better plan your lives and achieve that balance that you're looking for. And again, it is your balance, your life.
Exactly.
You're not trying to do it just like she does it, but, you know, garner information that will help with your own personal life. So thank you again. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Enjoy your nap. At this point, since Coco is awake, I don't think I can go back. Very unfortunate for me.
Thank you so much, Barry. Thank you, Mommy Oyoyo.
All right, let me turn this off.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mommy Oyoyo podcast. Out of everything you could be doing, you chose to spend the time with me, and I am truly grateful. Please follow us on social media at Mommy Oyoyo, which is MommyOyoyo. We are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Feel free to send us feedback and suggestions that way or via our email at mommyoyoyo@gmail.com. Also, subscribe to the Mommy Oyoyo podcast on your favorite podcast players. Rate and review the podcast. And finally, don't keep this goodness to yourself. Share the Mommy Oyoyo podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, and more. The Mommy Oyoyo podcast, sharing experiences of African motherhood. Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo, Mommy Oyoyo. See you next time.